Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. This was so awkward, Tian. I literally had to mix music and then I went back to the phone. Hello, are you there?
I'm here.
Tian joins me live on the telephone because he doesn't want to come into studio. Why not? What must happen? Where are you?
No, I'm on the road, so I decided to use the technology that has been given to us to use.
That is the truth. Listen here, let's chat about this week's IT business. Every Wednesday we talk Bits and Bytes right here on Lunch with Leslie. And today Tian's got something about Airbnb. What is that?
Okay, so check this out. So it's actually quite cool. It's been around for a while. I know the state knew it quite often, fluently and frequently. And often, but it actually was launched on Monday in South Africa. Airbnb, Bray and Breakfast, B&B. Right?
Bray and Breakfast.
Bed and Breakfast. Bed and Breakfast.
Okay.
I go on Bed and Breakfast. Except this sort of thing is different. There's no hotels or places you're going to rent for a long time. It's only like people who advertise rooms in their houses or a little granny flat that's alongside the house. It's normal people advertising. They used to use this in the World Cup soccer, remember?
Yeah.
That's where the whole thing sort of started.
Okay.
The people coming from overseas, instead of paying enormous amounts of money to rent a room for one night or two nights, let's say in Stellenbosch,
yeah.
No, they can rather just go to Airbnb, use the app. The app's available on Android Marketplace as well as the iOS Marketplace.
Okay,
or
cool.
Go to the website, bnb.com, and go and rent a room in somebody's house. Now, normally, it's pretty private.
Wait, is it the houses that are on the app, or is it literally a case of anyone's house?
It's private homes. It's
okay,
people
cool.
Offering a room in their private home.
Okay, cool. Now
and
I understand.
So with the extent that it's much cheaper, much cheaper. I was looking around in Stellenbosch. You can easily pay 400 to 600 rand a night for a bed and breakfast.
Yeah.
With Airbnb, if you go private, it goes down to 150 the night for bed and breakfast.
You're lying.
And I'm telling you, I was looking at the photos and some of the photos in Stellenbosch. It's bloody well done. It's lovely. It's a beautiful room. You've got your own bathroom, all that jazz. Go have a look. I think it's a bloody good use of technology.
So what's the app's name? Airbnb.
Airbnb. So it's Airbnb.
Oh,
and
okay.
Airbnb.com. You can find it, and there's the African sites you can go to. And it lists, there's currently like something like over 9,400 homes listed in South Africa. So it's actually quite a bit.
Yeah.
But they actually now physically launched the whole thing on Monday.
Mm.
It's been around a while, but they've now taken said, look, we are going to take South Africa by storm. And they're upping the game now. But they'll go and have a look. It's worth a while, especially for students. So it's not just when you have space. When you want to go and travel in South Africa, it's not always viable on a student wage to pay the 400 or 500 rand per night, but
yeah.
It's viable to pay maybe 100 rand or 80 rand per night. You go and check, there's a lot of places up in the country, in the Karoo, that charge basically nothing for you to sleep over there. And I mean, you're sitting out with people that live there, so you're going to get the whole experience from normal people, I want to say. You know, that's quite cool. It's very, very untouristy as well.
So listen, I see that there's also this whole ADSL thing going on about how cheap it is. What's happening with that?
Okay, so we all know ADSL has been around for a while now. I just thought I'd just recap for you the place you don't look if you want to have fast DSL, but at a very good, very reliable price. So the best prices and the fastest DSL you're going to get is, however, it's not uncapped, it's capped. That means you get a certain amount of gigabytes per month that you can use.
Yeah.
And once that's done, you need to lock yourself and you need to add on or not use it anymore. I was looking at under 200 rand per month for ADSL. And you can actually find some of the biggest players in the market. There's Access and Afrihost and Vox Telecom. They all offer 100 gigs per month for less than 200 rand.
Yeah.
And Vox Telecom being the cheapest is 164. So if you want to buy 100 gigs of ADSL, and you've got an ADSL line, you simply go to Vox Telecom. It takes literally, listen to this, it takes 3 minutes.
What?
3 minutes, yep. You can either pay cash or EFT or debit order, and you can get yourself 100 gigs of ADSL. I think that's quite cheap.
I think
it's
cheap as well.
I mean, that's 164 per gig. That is cheap, cheap, dirt cheap.
You mentioned in your mail about Spotify versus Tidal versus Apple
sure.
Music. Can I just say okay. I'm all about Apple Music?
So Spotify's been around for a while, and I use it a lot. So instead of carrying all this music with you on the phone, it's got enough data, it's got Wi-Fi, we just have more than enough data. which is the new world. You're not worrying about data anymore because it's cost effective. You don't have to have all the music on your phone. You can simply use Spotify or Tidal and stream the music to your device. However, having said that, Apple Music launched about a month ago. Listen to this, Leslie. It launched a month ago, and they have since garnered almost 10 million subscribers.
You're lying.
I joke you not. So Apple has taken the market by storm. They're only a month old with their, it's called Apple Music, right? Apple Music does.
Yeah.
And they've literally taken the market by storm. They offer this look, Apple got some of the best, with iTunes, they've got some of the best music online, right?
Yeah.
The latest artists, ad-free stuff, good prices and that. Now, all these products, Spotify, Tidal, that, and Spotify and Tidal, you can use free of charge, but then you're not going to have the best sound quality, and you're going to have adverts streaming in between your songs.
Yeah.
But all of them, Apple Music, Spotify, and Tidal, they all cost around about 150 Rand per month for the service that you can pay.
Okay.
You can download download songs to your device if you want to for offline listening.
Yeah.
Or you can simply stream your music the whole day as you see fit, whatever. Just remember, it's personalized music listening, personalized music streaming. So you can actually start learning what you listen to. And then offer you suggestions on what your next song or song should be like. And at the end, you'll actually have an automated DJ, but automated specifically to you.
Yeah.
So if you're a big hip-hop artist or hip-hop listener and you just listen to hip-hop, it will recognize that within a few days' work. And it'll say, okay, well, look, I'm just going to give you a hip-hop song, all the music, top 40 or top 100, whatever. If you're someone like me that likes all the music, it's going to say, look, why don't you have a look at Simon Garfunkel? And why don't you have a look at some old rock like AC/DC and the Beatles and whatnot, you know?
Yeah.
So it's actually quite cool for 150 Rand a month. It sounds a lot, but let's be honest, go and buy yourself one bag of groceries. One bag will cost you, I don't know, 80. I'm a music guy. I'm going to pay that money.
I will also pay it.
And it's all legal, eh? That's the best thing. So it's legal.
Listen.
It's not just an illegal way of listening to music anymore.
I feel like I have to wrap things up. We've been chatting for quite a bit. Next week, hopefully, you'll be in studio.
Yes, we will be back again. I think Mark is there with you next week.
Okay, cool. It's so chill. Just be safe on wherever you're driving to.
She does. Okay. I have a good one. I'm going to be in the wet weekend, guys. So stay indoors and play some games and save money.
It's Tian from the IT department. We talk Bits and Bytes every Wednesday right here on Lunch with Leslie.
It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT department. Follow them on Twitter @ITStellenUni.